Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Eric Kaufman, who guides executives from breakdowns to breakthroughs. He's a rare and exotic creature. God, I love that in a bio. He's a rare and exotic creature who is steeped in business leadership as he is in Zen practice. Leaders reach what they think is their edge of achievement, only to discover, with Eric's guidance, how to unlock their true hidden potential. I have to tell you, I so thoroughly enjoyed our green room conversation. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's delightful to be with you.
You know, I so thoroughly enjoyed our green room conversation, and I would like the audience to sort of get to know you from the simplicity of your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Unrealized potential in the C-suite.
Yeah. I mean, Eric, that's such a powerful, first of all, I loved your bio. And that's such a powerful statement. I have sat on the board of a public company for 10 years and ran four CEO networking groups also for a decade. And it's so interesting when you're interacting with people, and I'm just going to do the CEO networking groups. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the unrealized potential is the actual person who's sitting at the table with us, right?
Well, the only qualification I have for that is every time.
Every time.
Because it's a dynamic, right? If the executive, the CEO, you cannot remove yourself from the equation. So if there's unrealized potential in the C-suite, every time the CEO has something to do with that.
Well, tell me more.
So a CEO, you've run these organizations and you've run teams. You know, every CEO basically has the same three priorities, right? Revenue and profit, number one. Number two is staying focused on strategic priorities. And number three is aligning and empowering your key people. Now, the reality is it's the backwards. It's the other way around. If you can get your key people turned on and switched on and empowered, and they can stay focused on the strategic priorities, then you get to the profit and the revenue. And so what I do is I work with the executive CEOs and with the CEO's direct reports to do exactly that, to realize the potential in the C-suite. And I do that through one-on-one coaching, working directly with the executives, and through what I call one-to-few, working with the executive teams. But it's always about realizing the potential and removing the barriers so that they can, you know, get done what's important to them.
Got it. Oh, that's beautiful. Could you share where you have credibility to do what you do?
With 20 years of doing this work, I thought would be enough credibility, but there's probably a few more things. I've worked with sort of Silicon Valley, Main Street, Wall Street, mid-sized companies, large companies. It isn't so much about the industry as much as the role, right? And was it 2 years ago, I think, I was inducted into the thought leader group at the Harvard's Institute of Coaching when they got a hold of the body of work that I've been contributing. I've got my own journey, right? Years and years of working in corporate at 3M, working at Corning, working in leadership and management. You'd mentioned at the very top, 35 years now of Zen practice. That is not only an intense practice, but it's directly applied to unleashing potential. And 21 years of marriage is pretty good credibility for my perseverance and service.
So that's a beautiful one. And how many, I think we talked a little bit, how many clients have you touched in that time frame?
Hundreds. I mean, I've worked with hundreds of executives. I've put in, last I counted, close to 10,000 hours of just, you know, just a one-on-one. So it's been a really beautiful, intense opportunity to go deep and understand what makes people tick, what's exciting them, what makes them afraid, and what makes them powerful.
By the way, of all the stuff you said, that 21 years of marriage, that's pretty cool too.
That's
so
cool.
Could you let us know, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
You know, what my life is, I am doing professionally what my heart, soul, and mind crave for on a day-to-day basis. I mean, I found a way. I'm deeply grateful, deeply thankful. I'm there's not a day that I'm forget the good fortune that I live in, where I get to do what I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about learning. I'm passionate about evolving as a human being. I'm passionate about growing, and I'm passionate about this way that we can make the world we live in a more just and better world for everybody. And this is what turns me on. This is what wakes me up in the morning, understanding the truth, finding love, and then transferring that, transmitting that, and helping other people do that and kick butt in business at the same time. Come on. It's like I've won the lotto.
You have, and that's a beautiful thing to hear. If you're listening to this or you're watching this and you're saying to yourself, hey, you're the CEO, it's the C-suite, and there's so much potential there. You may want to say to yourself, well, what if it is me? What if I'm the one who needs to be involved? And whether or not you're part of the board, whether you're the CEO, whether or not you're part of the executive team, it sure seems to me that getting a hold of and interacting with Eric Kaufman would make a lot of sense. Eric, what's the best way for people to reach out to you?
On the website, reach out to me at Eric Kaufman with two N's, KAUFMANN.com, EricKaufman.com.
Beautiful. Eric, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Oh, you're a good man. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. And hey, listen, if you're at this part of the interview, you have recognized how vital, how important Eric's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.